from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM should have at least observer status within the Organisation of African Unity if it is to be effective in the fight against apartheid. That's the view of Dominica's Ruzi Douglas. The Surinamese government sets up a new police unit to combat the sudden increase in crime. And reggae music goes Polish.
I was amazed to see the amount of white rastas in the audience, you know, ordinary young Polish kids wearing their hair in dreadlocks.
Dub poet Linton Kwesi Johnson. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Mr. Ruzi Douglas of the opposition Dominica Labour Party is currently in Zimbabwe, just one stop on an African tour that takes in Namibia, Zambia and Libya. In Harare, the Zimbabwean capital, Mr. Douglas held talks with representatives of South Africa's ANC. Today, I asked him what was the focus of those discussions.
Since we are a solidarity movement in the Caribbean, I am chairman of the anti-apartheid movement in the Caribbean, we always feel that we have an obligation to ensure that the information we bring to people in the Caribbean about what's happening in Southern Africa must be accurate and must come from the liberation movements themselves. For that reason, we have maintained relations with the ANC and tried to discern what is their understanding of the character of the situation at this time. We're hearing about certain winds of change. How is the ANC doing it? What are their plans in terms of the struggle that lie ahead in the next in the decade of the 90s, so that we can determine what type of solidarity we can better offer to them, you know, from the Caribbean and from other areas of the world.
But one of their demands is the release of Nelson Mandela. How close do they feel they are to achieving that aim?
There have been so many rumors about the release of Mandela. Nobody would accurately want to speculate as to when Mandela will be released. What we, however, are concerned about is the use of Mandela by the clerk while incarcerated to have tea with him and to discuss with him. We are fully confident in the credibility and commitment of Brother Mandela. At the same time, we believe that Brother Mandela should be allowed to be free outside to consult with the ANC and other leaders in South Africa to be able to determine what has happened over the last 25 years, to make a critical assessment so that he can have the advantage of a clear critical understanding of where things are at, so then he can undertake more effective negotiations. But cosmetic discussions with a man who is incarcerated, where you call him and have tea and discuss with him and put him back in prison, really makes little practical sense.
The ANC have consistently called for increased international pressure and comprehensive economic sanctions to help dismantle apartheid. Is there a greater role that the Caribbean should be playing in terms of this?
We believe the Caribbean countries, CARICOM itself, should long ago have been involved in some kind of associate membership or should have obtained observer status within the Organization of African Unity, which would have enabled them to play a much more effective role through the Liberation Committee of the OAU itself, which is based in Tanzania. We believe that while some Caribbean governments, including people like Forbes Burnham and Manley and to a lesser extent Barbados, have offered scholarships to South African exiles and their South African exiles still studying in the Caribbean, we believe this has been cosmetic in a very real sense. We believe that much more should be done. After all, we are African people, and the shame of apartheid weighs heavily on all of us. As long as South Africa remains under apartheid control, every one of us carries that shame. So we feel that that we have a duty, Caribbean governments, to do a lot more. When you consider that there are Caribbean governments, like the Dominican government, for example, which have actually voted against sanctions, you can see what I mean. That for an African, a country populated by African people, to be voting against sanctions is disgraceful. And you have Caribbean governments who have voted against, who have abstained. So while one or two Caribbean governments have in a record of consistent support for the struggle for liberation, there are a number who are at best ambivalent.
Ruzi Douglas speaking there from Zimbabwe. A spate of violent attacks in Suriname has led the government to set up a special police unit. Over the past few weeks, there have been 6 attacks on police stations. One policeman was killed when a patrol car he was sitting in was shot at. And last weekend, a hand grenade was thrown into the home of the Minister of Finance, but no one was hurt. As yet, no one has claimed responsibility for the violence, but it's widely suspected that the perpetrators are Amerindians, angry at the arrest of a group of Indians accused of armed robbery. Today, Leo Mapurgo gave me the details of the new unit and told me that the increase in violence could be linked to drugs.
The Minister of Justice, Jules Ajoja, has formed a special unit, a joint unit of civil policemen and military police. They are instructed to combat the criminality and to